NASH Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the NASH Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special NASH Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to NASH Next, The Journey. This is the podcast series following NASH Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's life as an emerging country star. How you doing? I'm Robert Mathers. I'm one of the producers of NASH Next. And on this episode, we're going to take a little break from talking to Todd O'Neill. We're going to talk to two of the finalists in NASH Next 2016. They performed at the Live from the Lobby with Country Inns and Suites tour in Nashville, Tennessee. And first up is Murphy's Ford. Now, we talked to them a couple episodes back, but I was able to have an extended conversation, get a couple other burning questions answered from Ryan and Brandon. I got to tell you, I really love talking to these guys, especially in Nashville, where they're trying to make their home. And these guys are just so fun to hang out with. I've been able to hang out with them a couple of times and sort of see them in their natural habitat. And just like Todd, and just like all the rest of our artists, they're really, really focused on their craft. And if you get a chance to see Murphy's Ford in concert, you should do yourself a favor and do that. They mix their incredible songs, down-home country songs, with a lot of comedy and a lot of food. They like talking about food. So here's my conversation in our NASH Next The Journey suite at Country Inns and Suites in Nashville, Tennessee, with Brandon and Ryan from Murphy's Ford.
It's been awesome.
It's been an awesome experience. We're happy to come down. We actually got to Nashville. It's close enough for us to drive on down. So we demoed a couple songs we wrote here today. So that's cool. We wrote last time we were in town, and we went and demoed them now. We're going to put vocals on them today. So it's been an all-around productive trip. It worked out great.
That was one of those songs you demoed, the one that you wrote and premiered when we were up.
That was it. Yep, yeah, My Bar First. Yep.
Where did that come from? Because that is an amazing song.
Oh, thanks.
Well, basically, where the little town we're from, you know, is really kind of only has one place where everybody kind of goes. You know, you got your spot, one bar. Basically, it's a one bar town. I mean, you can go drive 45 minutes or whatever to some other spots, but, you know, there's only one place to go in the town, so everybody goes there. So when you have your, you know, ex-girlfriend show up there every night, you know, it's like, man, this is my spot. Why do you gotta come ruin my night every time, you know? Right. Go somewhere else. This is my bar first.
Yeah.
So now, is this from experience or is this a concept of, yeah, I saw that happen to that guy?
Yeah, it's more of a concept.
I've definitely experienced it.
I think we've all kind of experienced it.
Yeah. I don't want to show up at my shows anytime. I mean, with other guys, be right in the front, you know, crazy, anytime, everywhere, for a while. But it kind of died off. But
so
it kind of goes
down
to that.
There flaunting it with another guy. You're on stage trying to focus, trying to play.
The line of
hanging with my friend she don't even like.
Right,
her,
and that was
she's
totally
just there.
Experience thing where it was like all of a sudden somebody she didn't even know, she just needs a huge hug. Oh my gosh, great to see you. Doesn't even know who they are. They just knows that their friend's mine. You know, didn't care about them before, but now all of a sudden everybody's her best friend.
Where does the name Murphy's Ford come from?
Well, in Jeff City, where we're from, Central Missouri, there's a road. It's called Murphy's Ford Road, but it's really Murphy's Ford is named after the ford, which is a low water crossing. There's a river down there, and a ford is a crossing. So, and Murphy's Ford is I don't know if you all have low water crossing. It's just a slab, and yeah. So it's just where country. It just made sense to us where country stuff goes down, bonfires and rope swings and fishing and whatever, from family to big parties to whatever. And when we thought of the name, we went fishing.
We were fishing.
We were at Binder Lake in Jeff City, and we weren't doing too hot, so we got permission to go to this farm pond that's on Murphy's Ford. And we were like, well, hell, if we ain't going to catch no fish today, we might as well think of a band name. And we turned on Murphy's Ford, and it was just kind of like, Murphy's Ford. That's kind of like a band name.
Kind of
like Murphy's Ford.
Yeah.
We were kind of skeptical of it because of the Ford truck thing, but We like it. It's stuck. We're still using it.
Yeah. Well, and it opens yourself up for potential
endorsement
deal, right?
Yeah.
Bring them on, Ford, please.
What's your writing process?
Writing process? Oh, we do it just different every time. Sometimes you might start. A lot of times, me and Brandon, you know, we're just working class dudes, so we're all our wheels are always spinning and thinking, or you'll hear something, or a lot of times we'll hear somebody say something, you know, especially if it's a really cool, clever thing that somebody just naturally said. I can't think of a good idea right now. But you know what I mean? Kind of a lot of lines come, or hooks, or titles come from
just average, everyday conversation, you know.
Like,
for example, you know, one old boy, my buddy, my neighbor, he was fighting with his old lady, and he's like, man, I tried to duct tape. I've tried to screw that back together. I've tried to do this. There just ain't no fixing it, you know. So I was like, well, you know, put that down. He's just an example. But just cool little ideas like that
come from. So it might come from that, and we'll have a little title, and then you'll start thinking of a melody or start thinking. We're big on sending cell phone recordings. We'll just have a super crappy with work going on in the background, like, this melody is my bar first. Yeah. And I'll send it to him, and he'll be like, oh yeah, that's killer. And then he'll write a whole little part, and I'll be like, oh, that's killer. And then I'll think of something, and then we can grow a whole song without ever even leaving work, you know, really.
Thought of a cool idea, kind of like when you think about the life of a song, you know, like how it all starts, and then the story of that song.
How a song is created.
I mean, because it, you know, it might take 6 months or something to wrap that one up, or whatever, you unbury it, and...
Yeah, so that's a big thing, and then we'll try to find time to get together and get a guitar on it and see, and then we can really finish something up. But a lot of times lately, especially since we started doing the big songwriting thing and coming to Nashville and writing with bigger writers, we've been getting a good solid verse or a good solid verse and chorus, or just a good chorus, and we'll bring that down and sit down with another writer to finish it here with a writer who's got a pub deal and who has more clout than we do to try to and skills.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. Try to finish. My bar first was exactly like that. We had a general kind of idea, and we sat down with T.W. What's his last name?
T.W. Hale.
T.W. Hale. And we sat down
Dan
with him.
Dan Hodges music.
Yeah, we played him the verse and chorus, and then, I mean, it all morphed into what it is now, just in a room with him. It's super cool. We've written a lot of them like that.
So you mentioned with work going on in the background. So you have day jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what are they?
I set tile and do hardwood stuff, construction kind of stuff, mostly tile and hardwood.
Well, I'm roughing it in the warehouse, driving forklift around, just a warehouse worker as of right now. So hopefully we could do music for a living
one day. One of these days we're going to break away from that.
That's going to be one of these things. What did you guys do before?
Right, hopefully.
So you're on that cusp now. You're doing both things.
Right. We're
trying to juggle them both, you know, but the music side of it's getting... You know, it's overpowering. You know, we're coming down to Nashville. I mean, we really like to come down every couple months to write songs and meet people and just be on the scene, because you can't do it from home hardly, you know.
Right.
You have to be here. So we've thrown the idea about moving down here, and we just got to pull the trigger.
That's what
you can make a killing laying floors.
Yeah, construction's
this place
booming,
is booming
down here.
Man. What is it, 100 people here a day? As of right now, too, Nashville.
That's what we heard.
It's a popular town.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Harrison Ford got his job by doing crown molding in George Lucas's house.
Really?
That's how he got Star Wars. Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that might be how it happens.
Yeah.
Might have to go do some tile in George Strait's house.
Is he even live here? Is he in Texas?
Well, wherever Jet would go there. Actually. I'll go to his house if you need tile done.
We'll make the
George, if you're listening.
Or I'm sure anyone else in the Nashville community who is famous and would like some tile done, some flooring done from the guys at Murphy's Ford. All right, let's take a little break now to thank our sponsor. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at Nash Next Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room, as well as Club Carlson's Silver Elite status after their first stay. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. Next up in the Nash Next the Journey suite at Country Inns and Suites in Nashville, Tennessee, Wes and Laurel from the Young Fables. They were another top 10 finalist. They are Nashville staples, and you're going to hear some interesting places that they play their gigs. So here's my conversation with Wes and Laurel from the Young Fables.
All right, so we are here with Laurel and Wes of the Young Fables, and one of the top 10 finalists that we had at Nashnext 2016. How did you guys get started in music? Let's start there.
I started singing like in churches when I was probably like 3 or 4, so just been doing it ever since. I picked up a guitar when I was 10 and wrote my first song, and here I am.
Do you remember what your first song was?
I don't remember what it was called or like exactly how it went, but I had a great grandfather that passed away, and it was like, I guess it was my first like loss, like in my family or whatever. And so like, I didn't quite know how to cope with it. And then that's just when I was like, okay, I guess I'll just write a song about it. So.
Wes?
My mom bought me a guitar for Christmas. I was probably like 13. And then I, you know, messed around with it. And then my first live show, I played an open mic and I played a Ramones song. And that was it.
Very different from my experience.
Yeah. Ramones. That's it.
So how did the group form?
I was just a solo artist, and Wes was my guitar player back where we're from in East Tennessee. And I wanted to move to Nashville, so I'd been talking about it for a few months, and I was talking to about Wes and the rest of the band, and he was like, I really want to go and play with you as much as I can to be a part of it. And so when we came here, like, I mean, we've played every show together since I've lived here, and he's pretty much lived here the whole time too, and the duo just sort of happened, like it wasn't a forced thing, so I think that's what makes it work.
Well, those are the best kind, the ones that are organic. Where does the name The Young Fables come from?
We were trying to come up with a name, and it was all like real stupid, terrible. Horrible names.
Terrible.
And so we were sitting at lunch with a friend of ours, Patrick Larney.
Who's now our manager.
Yeah, and we were talking about it, and we were sort of just telling stories about, like, on the album we did, 3 of the songs are co-written with her grandparents. And so we were talking about that, and, like, you know, I guess that's a little strange for most people to to gather. But he was like, you know, that's a cool idea. And so we went away from each other for, like, a week. And I guess he had been thinking about it throughout that entire week, and the next week we sort of got together again, eating or something. And he, like, had a logo and the concept and everything else. And we were like, that's
perfect.
And
he just, like, flipped the computer screen around, and it had, like, our song in the background and, like, the logo of the Young Fables and, like, all the colors and everything. And we were just like, yes, that's it. Like, no questioning it.
So tell me a little bit about what your songwriting process is together.
Well, it used to be more like I would come up with, like, you know, the initial idea and, like, you know, and Wes would just come in and, like, make it so much better and sort of finish the song with me. But now it's a little bit different, I guess. I don't know.
Well, usually it's still Laurel has the initial concept. I want to write a song.
Not always, though.
Not always, but most of the time it's like, you know, I want to write a song about this, and we'll sort of go from there.
You know, yeah. Sort of.
How did you guys get involved in Nashnext? What made you want to enter the competition?
There's a Cumulus radio station back where we're from, and we had already lived here at the time, but one of the people that worked there reached out to me, which is a good friend of mine, and she was like, you gotta do this Nashnext thing, and I was like, I don't really want to do a competition, it's not really like my thing or whatever, and she's like, no, you just gotta do it. So she like begged me for a while, and I was like, alright, I'll do it. So then we entered it, and then the first time we did it, I don't know how far we got. Because we did it.
Yeah, we did something wrong the first year of the competition. And so it like we
And we weren't actually the Young Fables the first year. It was just my name. So then the second year or this past year when we did it, we just did it because we wanted to try again and like to do it better. So yeah.
And the friend of ours from Knoxville, and she was like, you know, you should just, even though you live in Nashville, you should try out in Knoxville. We're like, nah, we're just going to go for Nashville.
Yeah, and she was like, what? She was like, I'm the one that told you to do it, and you won't even go to the Knoxville.
Right? Yeah, she gave me an earful.
Yeah. So, I'm glad we went with Nashville, though. Worked out for us.
Yeah.
So, and you guys won the local Nashville regional finale, which puts you into the top 10. How has your life changed since being part of that class, since October?
Oh, it's been awesome so far. I mean,
yeah, I think that Nash Next really like helped us grow as artists, and like, I guess me alone, I've experienced like losing and stuff, but us as a duo, we've never really like been in a competition together where we're like, you know, we didn't win or something like that, just because we haven't been together for too long as a duo. So
yeah,
I think it was good for us, you know, and it was,
and we got to meet like all the Nash FM people, and it's been awesome so far.
And did I get this right? You guys play the Tootsies at the airport quite frequently?
Yeah, we
pretty
do.
Pretty frequent.
But, so what is that like?
We play there about 3 days a week, like in the mornings.
Okay.
So it's different, like going in at 10 o'clock in the morning and playing to a bar in the airport. It was sort of weird at first, but we've been doing it for a while now, so... I don't know.
It's fun. You do see a lot of strange people. I got a thumbs up from Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
I chased down John Prine in the airport and took a selfie with him.
We talked with Vince Gill one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
And you also see a lot of familiar faces in there too, like the frequent travelers that like live in Nashville that go out. So that's sort of cool.
Oh, yeah, you get that friends. Salesman from Tulsa.
Yeah. Exactly.
He comes in and has a bourbon and water at 10 o'clock in the morning, and he goes off and sells vacuum cleaners or you know whatever. Totally. So as full time working musicians, how do you sort of find a balance with, you know, life outside
of
music, or is there a life outside of music?
No,
there's no
scheduled from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, I feel like if you're an independent artist like we are, and maybe we're just different from all the other people and just, I don't know, crazy, but I just feel like we like try to book ourselves like as much as we can, like as far out as we can, because we want to keep doing music full time. And I feel like if you don't have like a plan, then it like, it's not going to work.
Sure.
So we stay pretty busy, but I don't know. Like, what's that thing you always say whenever we were playing, in that cover band or whatever to people? And they're like,
oh, it's like, you know, most people, they have a hobby. They want to go fishing
after
after their day job. But after our day job, we want to go play music. So we go play music.
So it's sort of like our job and our hobby.
Yeah, so it's like just what we do.
That's a mark of a true artist right there. They're just living music 24/7, 365 days. It's what they do. It's what they do. That's what they eat, sleep, and breathe. And the Young Fables, Wes and Laurel, appreciate them taking the time to sit down and talk to us here at Nash Next The Journey. They are they're also a great live. I mean, you really can find them all over Nashville. I'm sure at some point they'll be doing a national tour as well. But they're a great act to see. If you really want to see a passion in music between two people, definitely want to see the Young Fables. So we expect to hear more from them as we move along. So right after we talked about music a little bit, we were just hanging out in our Nash Next The Journey mobile suite at Country Inns and Suites. And we started talking about the room and as touring musicians, as working musicians, Wes and Laurel need a place to stay. And certainly as being part of the Nash Next family, they've been able to do that at Country Inns and Suites. So I just thought I'd keep the tape rolling. And here's them talking about how great Country Inns and Suites are.
Well, it's awesome because you come in and, you know, it's instead of like, you know, just a sterile hotel, you know, it's more like, you know, people are friendlier. You go into your room and it feels more homey. It's not like a...
Like, you're afraid to sit down on the couches.
Yeah, exactly. Know? We've been in some of those where it's like...
Afraid to mess anything up.
You're scared to mess anything up, or you're scared of catching something. But, you know, country inns, they've always been, you know, clean and friendly and everything. It's awesome. Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, a lot of the rooms, when you walk in, it's like, you know, you have, like, this area before the bedroom, I guess. And so that... It's a pretty big space where there's like a couch and you can sit and practice and lay all your stuff down. And then when it's time to go to bed, go to the other room, you know? So that's nice to have.
And especially because I'm very paranoid. So I bring all the gear in, you know, because I don't want to leave it out in the car.
Sure.
You know, weather and whatever.
People.
You know, people.
People.
In general, you know?
It's okay.
So I'm bringing
you can
in like amps and guitars and just stacking them full. Oh, yeah. Laurel has a cell phone plan that's like 12 gigs a month and still going over. So we need that complimentary Wi-Fi. You know, you gotta have that.
And I can tell you that complimentary Wi-Fi is awesome. We're here at the Nash Next the Journey Mobile Studios, hosted by Country Inns and Suites up in Nashville. That Wi-Fi helps me get this into your ears, into your feed. All right, I got a little special treat for you. The performances that Murphy's Ford and the Young Fables and Todd O'Neill did, we captured on video. It was a great Facebook Live event that our friends at Country Inns and Suites did, and you can go to their Facebook page and watch the performances. But here's a little snippet of what you'll see.
With her, you'll see a man getting mean. She's my sweet little thing. Yeah, she's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm her little lover boy. You know I love my lady, so long as she leaves. You mess with her, you'll see a man getting mean. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm her little lover boy. Let that regrets. I got no reason for believing you're by yourself tonight. And I've known you better than you even know yourself. That's right. Whoa, 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 when I'm alone, I pick up the phone, and you're gonna call. Girl, I got your number. The same, you're gonna call, girl. I got your number. Oh, you mess me up when you mess around, but you can bet it's all over town. Oh, you just even hits the floor. Oh, 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 I got your number, but you ain't got mine anymore. I just might call them the boys, make some noise downtown tonight. And I get myself high as a pine and never come down. That's right. Whoa, 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 when I'm alone, I pick up the phone, and you're gonna call. Girl, I got your number. Your game, so it's the same. I ain't gonna call, girl. I got your number. Oh, you mess me up when you mess around, but you can bet it's all over town before you just even hits the floor. Oh, 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 I got your number, but you ain't got mine anymore. No, 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 no. I'll bet you're looking in his eye. I bet he's falling at your feet. I bet your hair's piled up high. So strategically, and with that one little curl wrapped around your finger, just like I used to be. Whoa, 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 when I'm alone, I pick up the phone, I ain't gonna call. Girl, I got your number. Yeah, 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 and your game, so it's the same. I ain't gonna call. Girl, I got your number. Oh, you mess me up when you mess around, but you can bet it's all over town. Just even it's the ball. I got your number, baby. I got your number, but you ain't got mine anymore. No, 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 no. But you ain't got mine any.
That's a good place for us to stop for this episode. Great song, right? On the next episode of Nash Next, The Journey, we're going to talk to Todd O'Neill about touring and promoting his hit song, Love Again. And if you want to see Todd O'Neill perform live, I've said it before, I will say it again, it is just an amazing live music experience. Head over to toddoneillmusic.com for all of his dates. Todd's also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Todd O'Neill Music. The hit single Love Again by Todd O'Neill is available now for you to purchase and your listening pleasure. Make sure you request it at your favorite country radio station, no matter who owns it. Rising tide lifts all boats, right? You can buy it now at iTunes Music Store or Amazon Music. You can subscribe to this podcast at Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcasts. And you can find Nash Next on Twitter at Nash Next and Facebook. We're at facebook.com/NashNextJourney. And our official website for Nash Next is NashNextPresents.com. This episode of Nash Next, The Journey, was written and produced by me. I'm Robert Mathers with lunch and spiritual advice from Charlie Cook. Thank you, Charlie. And thank you, everyone, for listening.